Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at White House this morning. Says US and India to target $500 billion bilateral trade by 2030. President Trump announces F-35 stealth fighter deal with India, says both countries will work together to fight against terrorism. Trump approves extradition of 2011 Mumbai terror attacks accused Tahavvur Rana to India. Lok Sabha registers 112% productivity in first half of budget session, and 38th National Games to conclude today in Haldwani, Uttarakhand. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Addressing the joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said India and the US will continue to advance India-US strategic partnership. The Prime Minister said America plays an important role in India's defense preparedness. He said, as strategic and trusted partners, both nations are actively moving towards joint development, joint production and transfer of technology.
भारत की डिफेंस प्रिपेयर्डनेस में अमेरिका की महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका है स्ट्रेटेजिक और ट्रस्टेड पार्टनर के नाते हम जॉइंट डेवलपमेंट जॉइंट प्रोडक्शन और ट्रांसफर ऑफ टेक्नोलॉजी की दिशा में सक्रिय रूप से आगे बढ़ रहे हैं आने वाले समय में भी नई टेक्नोलॉजी और इक्विपमेंट हमारी क्षमता बढ़ाएंगे हमने ऑटोनोमस सिस्टम्स इंडस्ट्री अलायंस लॉन्च करने का निर्णय लिया है अगले के लिए डिफेंस कोऑपरेशन फ्रेमवर्क बनाया जाएगा
मिस्टर मोदी सेड इंडिया एंड अमेरिका हैव स्टूड फर्मली टुगेदर इन द फाइट अगेंस्ट टेररिज्म एंड बोथ अग्री दैट कॉन्क्रीट एक्शन इज नीडेड टू इलिमिनेट क्रॉस बॉर्डर टेररिज्म द प्राइम मिनिस्टर थैंक्ड द यूएस प्रेसिडेंट फॉर हिज डिसीजन टू एक्सट्राडाइट अ क्रिमिनल टू इंडिया हू कमिटेड जेनोसाइड इन 2008 इन इंडिया
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और अमेरिका दृढ़ता से साथ खड़े रहे हम सहमत हैं कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया है भारत की अदालतें उचित कार्रवाई करेंगे
The Prime Minister further added that India and the US will work together to enhance peace, stability and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region, with the Quad playing a special role in this effort. He noted that the people of America are familiar with President Trump's motto, Make America Great Again. Similarly, he highlighted that the people of India are moving towards development with great speed and strength, blending heritage with progress, and aiming for a developed India by 2047 with firm resolve.
ट्रंप से एक बात हमेशा अप्रिशिएट करता आया हूं, सीखता आया हूं कि वे राष्ट्रहित को सर्वोपरि रखकर के काम करते हैं। राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप की तरह मुझे भी भारत के हितों को सर्वोपरि रखते हुए कार्य करना ये मेरे लिए सौभाग्य की बात है राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप की जब भी बात आती है तब मेक अमेरिका ग्रेट अगेन हर किसी को याद आता है हर किसी को उसे प्रेरणा मिलती है वैसे ही भारत में विकसित भारत 2047 जब भारत की आजादी के 100 साल होंगे तब तक भारत को विकसित बनाने के संकल्प के साथ 140 करोड़ देशवासियों का संकल्प उसको आज नई गति मिल रही है नई ऊर्जा मिल रही है
Saying that the Indian community in America serves as a vital link in the relationship, Mr. Modi announced that India will open new consulates in Los Angeles and Boston.
Friends, अमेरिका में रहने वाला भारतीय समुदाय हमारे संबंधों की महत्वपूर्ण कड़ी है हमारे पीपल टू पीपल टाइज को और गहरा करने के लिए हम शीघ्र ही लॉस एंजेलिस और बोस्टन में भारत के नए कॉन्सुलेट खोलेंगे हमने अमेरिका की यूनिवर्सिटी और शिक्षा संस्थानों को भारत में ऑफशोर कैंपस खोलने के लिए निमंत्रण दिया है
Replying to a query on illegal immigration, the Prime Minister said the question is not just for India, but those who live in other countries illegally and they don't have a right to stay there.
गैर कानूनी तरीके से जो लोग दूसरे देशों में होते हैं उनको वहां रहने का कोई कानूनी अधिकार तो है नहीं. जहां तक भारत और अमेरिका का सवाल है, हमने हमेशा कहा है कि जो वेरीफाइड हो, जो सच्चे अर्थ में भारत का ही नागरिक हो, वो अगर अमेरिका में गैर कानूनी तरीके से रहता है तो उसको वापस लेने के लिए भारत तैयार है. ये सामान्य परिवारों के बच्चे होते, उनको बड़े बड़े सपने दिखाए जाते और उनको ज्यादातर ऐसे होते हैं उनको गुमराह करके लाया जाता और इसलिए ये ह्यूमन ट्रैफिकिंग में जुड़े हुए पूरे इकोसिस्टम पर हमने वार करना चाहिए.
US President Donald Trump said there is a special bond between the US and India, the world's oldest and largest democracies. He mentioned that the Prime Minister and he reached an important agreement on energy that will ensure the US to be the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India.
The Prime Minister and I also reached an important agreement on energy that will restore the United States as a leading supplier of oil and gas to India.
The US President said in the groundbreaking development for the US nuclear industry, India is also reforming laws to welcome US nuclear technology, which is at the highest level in the Indian market. He said India and the US agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor.
Starting this year, we'll be increasing military sales to India by many billions of dollars. We're also paving the way to ultimately provide India with the F-35 stealth fighters. In 2017, my administration revived and reinvigorated the Quad Security Partnership. Our meeting today, the Prime Minister and I reaffirmed that strong cooperation among the United States, India, Australia, and Japan. And it's crucial, really, to maintaining peace and prosperity, tranquility, even in the Indo-Pacific.
Mr. Trump said the US is also paving the way to ultimately provide India with F-35 stealth fighters. He said India and the US will be working together like never before to confront threat of radical Islamic terror across the world. This is the first visit of Prime Minister Modi to the US since the inauguration of the second presidential term of President Trump. Later, briefing the media in Washington, D.C., Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri stated that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the United States within 3 weeks of President Donald Trump's second term inauguration signals the priority both leaders place on the India-US relationship. He mentioned that several aspects of the relationship were addressed during the visit, including strategic and security cooperation, defense, trade and economic engagement, technology, energy security, people-to-people linkages, and regional and global issues of concern. He added that both the leaders also announced plans to negotiate the first tranche of a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement by the autumn of 2025. Mr. Misri underlined that both the leaders announced plans to finalize a new 10-year framework for the US-India Major Defense Partnership, which will run till 2035. US President Donald Trump gifted his book to Prime Minister Modi titled Our Journey Together, which showcased several photos from Howdy Modi and Namaste Trump events. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Both Houses of Parliament went into recess until the 10th of next month as the first leg of the budget session came to a close. In the Lok Sabha, Speaker Om Birla announced that the first phase of the session had recorded 112% productivity. He informed that 177 members participated for over 17 hours in the discussion on the motion of thanks. Additionally, 170 members took part in the discussion on the general budget for 2025-26. During this period, the report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 was also tabled. Prasar Bharati Chairman Navneet Sehgal has said that the broadcast of Mahakumbh on the Kumbhavani station is reflective of Prasar Bharati's objective of delivering correct and reliable information. Mr. Sehgal said this while addressing a program on the Kumbhavani radio station in Prayagraj after taking a holy dip in the Sangam yesterday. He praised the station and said that it has emerged as an important center for live and reliable coverage of the Mahakumbh.
कुंभ के स्नान की जो एक महत्ता है उसको हम घर घर तक पहुंचा सकें ये व्यवस्थाएं की गई और कुंभवाणी में भी जो पब्लिक एड्रेस सिस्टम है उसमें उसका ब्रॉडकास्टिंग किया गया प्रधानमंत्री की मन की बात का भी प्रसारण पूरा कुंभ क्षेत्र में पब्लिक एड्रेस सिस्टम के माध्यम से कुंभवाणी रेडियो स्टेशन से किया गया तो हमारा प्रयास ये रहा है कि हम तकनीक को जोड़ते हुए डिजिटल माध्यम से हम ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोगों तक विरासत है इसका ज्ञान इसकी जानकारी इसकी आंखों देखी हाल पहुंचाएं
U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Ukraine will be involved in peace talks with Russia, with a meeting among the three countries possibly taking place as early as today. President Trump said that the U.S. and Russian officials would meet in Munich and that Ukraine had also been invited. The announcement comes amid growing concerns in Kyiv and among its European allies that they could be excluded from talks aimed at ending Ukraine's nearly three-year-old war. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate as chief guest at the closing ceremony of the 38th National Games in Haldwani today. We have a report.
The closing ceremony of the 38th National Games is expected to be held with grandeur just like the opening ceremony. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest at the ceremony while President of Indian Olympic Association P.T. Usha, the State Sports Minister and several other dignitaries are also expected to grace the occasion. Like the opening ceremony, it is expected that the closing ceremony will be an exciting amalgamation of cultural performances and traditional sports presentation. The sporting events of the 38th National Games had ended yesterday with around 15,000 medals being awarded in 456 categories across 35 sports. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Services Sports Control Board leads the medal tally, achieving the feat for the fifth time in the last six editions. Maharashtra holds second place, while Haryana follows in third. In women's cricket, the third edition of the Women's Premier League, WPL 2025, will kick off today. The opening clash will feature defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, taking on the Gujarat Giants in Vadodara this evening. India's star opener, Smriti Mandhana, will captain RCB, while Australia's Ashley Gardner will lead the Gujarat Giants. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. IST. The tournament, featuring five teams, RCB, Gujarat Giant, Delhi Capitals, UP Warriors and Mumbai Indians, will run until March the 15th, with the final schedule at Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Sarabjit Kaur.
Thank you, Sunil. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Income Tax Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha yesterday and urged the Speaker to refer it to a select committee of the House, writes the Pioneer. The new Income Tax Bill to be simpler, headlines the paper. LOC tense as India and Pakistan exchange fire, writes the Asian Age. The headline in Hindustan Times reads, India retaliates, recovers explosives amid heightened hostility along LOC. Ahead of Trump meeting, Modi connects with Musk, top US officials, talks tech and trade is the top headline in the Indian Express. Triggered by the loud sound of firecrackers during a temple festival procession in Kozhikode district of Kerala, two elephants went berserk, attacking each other, killing three persons and injuring 36 in the process, reports the Hindu. And finally, with AQI at 134 yesterday, the capital breathes cleanest air in 4 months, writes the Times of India. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Sarabjit. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at White House this morning. Says US and India to target $500 billion bilateral trade by 2030. President Trump announces F-35 stealth fighter deal with India. Says both countries will work together to fight against terrorism. Trump approves extradition of 2611 Mumbai terror attacks accused, Tahabbur Rana, to India. Lok Sabha registers 112% productivity in first half of budget session. 38th National Games to conclude today in Haldwani, Uttarakhand. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.